Your teenage son or daughter is having one of those difficult, bad weeks that is part of growing up. They're either having difficulty with their homework, they had a bad day on the field, or the relationship that they thought was going to be forever has broken up. And so with a very sympathetic listening ear, you listen. And you offer your support and your affirmation. You help them to come through that particular moment and situation in their life. They're new to the job, to school, to the neighborhood. You welcome them. You let them know that you are willing to do anything that can help them. They ask simple questions, things that you have taken for granted. But through your kindness and your welcome, you've helped them to begin this new part of their life. They are going down the path of destruction, a destructive behavior. They are hurt and they are angry and they're about to lash out. You know they have a right to be angry. However, you realize that this will not turn out good if they act in the way that they want to act. And so very gently and very quietly, with the wisdom and experience of your life, you gradually bring them down from what could have been a most harmful thing. These are examples of what it is that Jesus in the gospel is calling all of us to be. These are ways for you and I to be fishers of women and men, to take what it is that is our gift in ability and talent and reach out to those in our life. It is the way that Jesus is inviting us to be his ministers in the world. And yes, we will need to abandon some things. And I don't mean we abandon our families or our homes or our schools or our jobs or what it is that is part of our life. But it is that we might need to abandon our self-interest. We might need to abandon our poor thinking, our poor attitude, the way that we would rather be about us rather than others. To take what it is that is the gift and the ability that God has given us, and to be the ministers of those in the lives of other people. To look at what it is that is the common good, rather than what might profit us. Or how it is that we will use reconciliation and forgiveness rather than act in vengeance. How it is that we will look and see the face of Christ in others rather than to dismiss someone as society might dismiss them as useless. In the gospel today, Jesus entrusted this ministry and mission to discipleship not to some professional religious people. He entrusted it to good and to just and to hardworking fishermen. Today, that is entrusted to you and me. We are to be the co-workers of Jesus. We are to be his disciples today. And to take what it is that we have been given and bring it into the lives of other people. We don't go to Galilee. We don't go to Nineveh. But we go to our school, our home, our workplace, and the relationships that are part of our life. And we bring that message and that gospel and that good news. That's entrusted to you and me. And just as Jesus did in his time, he gave the strength and the courage and the ability and the knowledge and wisdom to be able to do what he asked his disciples at that time to do, so he does for us. because he has entrusted us, entrusts us, but doesn't leave us alone, gives us what it is that we need to be those disciples today. We are Jonah. This week we will set out. Where we'll be, we know some of the places, but other places we don't. And we will encounter other people as we set out. But it's not to threaten them or to say that God will punish them. Or it may be to challenge them in some behavior that's harmful. But we are being asked to set out to go into those people's lives and to use maybe what it was from the examples I shared at the beginning. A sympathetic ear. A supportive manner. An affirmation. A kindness. A welcome. Quiet. Calmly. Understanding. Wisdom. Experience. So as we go into the week, where will God send us? To whom will God send us? And what will be the message that you and I will be asked to bring into the lives of those people? It may just be one individual. It may be two. But whatever God entrusted us, that person. And then second of all, take some time to affirm yourself. Affirm yourself and say, I have what it is that God is asking me to share. Do not doubt, do not second guess, but believe it. Otherwise, God would not have sent you there for that purpose. Let's pray with that as we enter into the week.